This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. With so much happening in the world today, what about a story that kind of makes you feel good? Well, I'm so thrilled that we welcome back the Boyers. And no, Pearson Boyer and Peter Boyer, father, son, but they're not related. I wish you were my relatives, because I don't have too many left, but I wish you were, but you guys aren't. But Pearson Boyer is with us. And Pearson, you know, we hear so much negative talk about CBD and how it really is just a waste and why are people using it. And so when we hear about your story, gosh, it just brings joy to everyone. And I just am so excited that you're with us today, and we will be sharing Ruby's story and how this whole company came about. And I have to tell you that for anyone out there that has a child with disabilities, that has someone that is not quite that gets easily agitated, this is also a story for you. And so, Pearson, I'm going to ask you to tell us how you got into this industry, how you and your dad, Peter, got involved in the industry, and a little bit about your sister and the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And first and foremost, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share our story on your show and to talk with you and to bring our story into light. It's been such an amazing journey and experience, you know, being part of the CBD industry and sharing Ruby's story to hopefully connect with people who have gone through similar things. And hopefully really just the origin and the most simple way of our company is that we've been introduced to CBD. It's been such an amazing thing for Ruby's life, and we just want to bring this product to market to hopefully help people in similar circumstances and just really enlighten people about it.
Right.
As you said, there is quite a bit of confusion around CBD. It's brand new, essentially, being brought into the market, and hopefully I can clear up a little bit about what some of the confusion is today on our call. So,
please do. So first of all, tell everybody about a little bit about Ruby and her background.
Sure. So Ruby is my sister, and as you'd mentioned earlier, we're a family company with Peter being my father and Ruby being his daughter. So Ruby was born in 2005 with cerebral palsy. Unfortunately, when she was born, the umbilical cord had been wrapped around her neck, and due to the oxygen deprivation, it had caused some severe brain damage upon birth. And, you know, if anybody who's met Ruby and knows her, she is just such a ray of light, and she just makes everybody so happy to be around. And it's just a blessing to actually be around Ruby and to have grown up and been part of her life. Unfortunately, with cerebral palsy and with disabilities, she also has epileptic seizures. So, you know, with Peter and Lisa, my mother, trying to find as many solutions as they can to help Ruby with epilepsy and with her cerebral palsy. And they had come across a documentary about Charlotte's Web, which is a CBD that a lot of people are familiar with, a flower.
Yes,
and
of course.
What it had done is we had integrated CBD into her daily regimen. And 5 years ago when it really started, we noticed that it had drastically decreased the number of seizures that she was experiencing per year. And it allowed Peter and Lisa to decrease the seizure medication for her. And it has been like that for the past 5 years. So it's just been amazing to watch such a natural and organic product really change her life. And she's so, it almost appears that she's so much more attentive and just interactive with the world around her. So, you know, seeing this positive effect that CBD has had on her life, we began infusing it into products. And Ruby and Peter and pretty much everybody in our family loves honey. So that was our first go-to. And we began using a CBD isolate, which contains 0% THC, and it is actually hemp-derived. I'm happy to discuss that a little bit more. But integrating that into her regimen has just drastically helped the way that she operates in everyday life.
I just love this story. Don't you love this story? We need a story like this. But what I love about this story, Pearson, is that at the beginning, there was absolutely no one talking about epilepsy and CBD. It was through Charlotte's Web. It was through Weeds 1, 2, 3 that Sanjay Gupta did, Dr. Gupta did. It was through this education that we all realized, wait a minute, there are children that are in dire need of CBD, and because of silly states and regulations, they're not getting product, let alone getting the information. So we have a double stigma that we're not even understanding that this is a serious game changer for epilepsy, a major game changer.
Right. And, you know, what I hope to accomplish is that hopefully while being on this call today, I can at least for some viewers clear up some of the misconceptions about what CBD is and supposedly, you know, what we use in our product and how it differs from anything that would typically come out of, like, when people think CBD, sometimes they think marijuana or psychedelic reactions, and people are a little scared about it because a lot of people don't know the difference between what CBD truly is versus THC, its counterpart. So I'm happy to go into a little bit more detail if you would like me to.
Yes, I do. But I just want you to, you know, years and years ago, I met an exercise physiologist, and she was so passionate about the trampoline and rebounding. And she had a little girl with cerebral palsy who was very stiff. And they had this apparatus made where, like a harness, that she could jump. And when she began to jump, her T cells changed, her body changed, and this very tight face loosened up, and this joy came over this. You could just see it happening in moments, and it was like she was free for those moments. And that's what I equate this story to, Pearson, is that Ruby is able to just have a little freedom. A little freedom in her life today.
Completely. And it's just amazing to see just how she lights up and how she just interacts with the world around her. And I mean this when I say this. I mean, Ruby is honestly just such a ray of sunshine. And it just feels like she reclaimed and was given a little bit of that freedom to just go around in her day, and just something about it just really, really clicked for Ruby. And it's interesting when we talk about this, when I set up at trade shows and I'm talking to people, or I'm just explaining this to, you know, people who are curious about it. It's just really, honestly, a phytonutrient that's an anti-inflammatory that does all these amazing things. It almost sounds like I'm attempting to sell snake oil when I'm talking to people about it.
Because of I know it.
All these
I know
crazy,
it.
It's just a crazy, natural, medicinal plant that we've had around for so long, and there's been so many regulations put alongside of it just for a lot of the confusion that it's caused. And with this new industry beginning to bloom, and I'm sure that it's going to flourish, and it has already started to, especially because of the many amazing things that it can help out with.
Absolutely.
We're going to take impacting people's lives.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. But so I wanted you all to hear about Ruby, about her story, and the company is called Ruby Bees. And they are one of the few companies that makes a CBD with honey. We'll talk more about that with Pearson. Pearson Boyer is our guest today. And no, he's not. I wish they were related because it's such a great story, but they're not. We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Pearson Boyer is our guest today, and we're talking about a family business that was created to help his sister, Ruby, Ruby Bees, and they all love honey. And they found this absolutely fabulous, pure honey. And tell us the website for Ruby Bees.
It is rubybees.com. So, easy to remember.
Okay. So, let's go back to your sister. And how did this CBD change your life?
So, initially, when my parents first heard about it, they had actually listened to a documentary regarding Charlotte's Web. And a lot of people are familiar with what Charlotte's Web is, just a strain of CBD flower that I believe some variations of it did have trace amounts of THC, but it was really one of the first pioneers
right.
to really kick
and
off.
And the Stanley Brothers.
Especially.
The Stanley
right,
Brothers.
Exactly. And
from their company, and they named it, they named the strain after this little girl, Charlotte, that they created.
Right.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately,
absolutely.
Charlotte died last year from COVID, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She, yeah.
I'm aware, and
sad.
I wish my
yeah.
condolences to the family and
yes.
everybody that knew Charlotte.
Right, right.
I mean, what an amazing impact that person alone had on the industry and on other families that were, you know, sharing similar conditions in life. And it's just amazing, you know, what one person
yes.
could done and what they inspired. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. I just, you know, this is such a great story. So tell us about your original, the formula that you're using, Ruby G's Honey.
Yeah, so the formula is actually pretty simple. We put Ruby's favorite honey, which is some clover honey. It's a sweeter blend that is derived from clover flowers. And we use a CBD isolate or a hemp-derived isolate. And the reason I want to be cautious and say the word hemp-derived isolate is because it is derived from the hemp variety of the plant, which contains below 0.3% THC in comparison to other strains of marijuana plants that contain above 0.3% THC. So there's a bit of a difference, and I have, and I'd like to share with you actually just a really quick way that I understood how to know what the difference was, because it was really confusing when I started doing the research into it. You know, what's the difference? Isn't hemp and marijuana, aren't they all the same plant? And they are actually technically the same plant. They're just very genetically different. It's the same thing as how a Chihuahua and a Great Dane are technically the same species, but they have such different genetic variation that they've
oh, yeah.
become specialized and changed. And that's the same thing with industrial hemp and the marijuana plants in general. They have this amazing ability to be so genetically diverse that we're able to have something specialized that we can pull out this very, very minute amount of THC versus very high amount. And being derived from the hemp plant ensures that there is no THC from it.
That's
so,
yeah, I love
hoping
what,
that all
I,
makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great, that's really an absolutely great analogy. And you make the Ruby Bees hemp infused honey in sticks, in jars, and you even have a organic health bar. And so
right, so. We started with honey, and we're actually going to be doing some honey lozenges, too. So there's something to look forward to there.
And there's a picture of Ruby and your dad. And you can just see she's just a little bundle of joy and such great, great stuff on the website, Ruby, R-U-B-Y, B-E-E-S.com, Ruby, RubyBees.com. Pearson, I want to go back over to the stigma of what you've had to endure and your family when people find out that you're giving Ruby CBD, because I'm laughing, not laughing at you, but I'm laughing because I know that this is not an easy road you're embarking on.
Right. There's a lot to go with that, as well as from the business end of it. It's been a very challenging business to actually bring into fruition. And my whole background is going in from school. I graduated with my bachelor's and master's into business development and bringing products and business ideas into market. And this business has been nothing short of an incredible challenge, with state regulations, with confusion, with markets being scared for us to work there because people don't know about it. And it has been nothing but an uphill battle. But, you know, it's a battle that we're proud and excited to be fighting, because we just are excited to bring this to people and get it out there. And, you know, it's well worth the challenge if we can help change people's lives with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the great things about using the honey to deliver CBD, but the most important, is that some of the tinctures they don't taste very good. And
right.
they're not easy for kids of any age to ingest them. You know, they just don't have that very good taste.
Right. And that can be attributed to primarily oils that are used to actually transfer the phytonutrient into either just drops or whatever you're trying to infuse it with. And a lot of other people who have done the honey, it's amazing that there are people, you know, working on trying to solve this problem as well. And a lot of the times what we'll see is we'll see some other products that you can see the oil separation in them. And the formula might sound simple, but it's actually quite a bit of a challenge to get the right ratios for everything, because how do you make a product that's healthy and tasty and it's just enjoyable all around? And that's,
right,
you know, a challenge that we've faced. And it's a little bit different from the tinctures because it is tasty. People love honey. Like, we love honey. We put it on bread. We put it in our tea. And it's just a convenient delivery system to ensure that people are able to get this phytonutrient and this anti-inflammatory and enjoy doing it in the process.
And especially in this day and age, with COVID, because, you know, a lot of natural practitioners are saying, yeah, go and use the real honey. Go ahead and put it on, because it's an anti-inflammatory.
Right. And what you had even just said, we have people who will come to Boots and ask us questions, what do I do with it? And I'm like, well, if you like to eat honey, you should eat it. And they're like, do I put it on an area that's sore? I'm like, I probably wouldn't put honey there. But people ask, you know, they want to learn about it, and I wouldn't personally condone putting honey on your arm if your arm is sore. There's balms and all sorts of stuff, but yeah, it's just meant to be consumed and enjoyed like honey normally is, but it's got the added benefits of CBD. So,
well, we've got to run, but this has been so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you so much, Pearson Boyer, for RubyBees.com. Go to RubyBees.com. Great information. We will have you back again for a longer segment, and maybe Peter can come back and chat with us as well. The best of luck. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
is Frankie Boyer. I don't know about you, but did you love Pearson's story? Imagine making a living to help your sister, creating a product that would make it easy for her to get her tincture by putting it in honey and then making a company to support so that other kids and other people that have a hard time taking tinctures for whatever reason. I know of a friend who gags. He can't take tinctures. But honey, a totally different story. And I love stories like this. I love stories that talk about the family and talk about the hope and talk about the future. And that's what this industry is bringing to all of us. There are all of those ingredients. There's hope. There's an opportunity for people to use industrial hemp to finally get it back into mainstream, to get it back into our lives, to make a difference in the products that we wear, from the clothing to things that we use at home. And more importantly, did you ever look at the powers of hemp filled with omegas, filled with good fat, not terrible fats, but a good fat that the body loves. And so I'm so thrilled that our next guest has been in consulting and continuing to educate us about this industry. And there's so much that Dan Whitmers brings to the table. And Dan, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, it's great to be here, Frankie. Thanks for having me on. That's actually a great question. And I think the answer lies mostly within me, actually. I tend to like to keep my career on the bleeding edge of what's next. And so, you know, I got myself into the mobile industry very early on in 2007. When the iPhone first launched, really had a vision of where that industry could go. And as we've seen over the last decade, it's just changed everybody's life.
Oh my gosh.
Some might say for the better, some might say for the worse.
Right.
But, you know, got deep involved into that industry early on. And that's really what allowed me to work with some of those bigger brands like Miller Coors and NBC Universal, was my background in mobile and really helping them understand the platform and how to navigate it. I've actually been a cannabis consumer, since I was, in my early 20s. As I started to see cannabis rise in the market, you know, I'm a California kid through and through. I was born and raised in Cupertino. Most people didn't know where that was until Apple.
I was just going to say, if you have an iPhone, it's the weather on your device.
Yeah, I've had that conversation with people where they ask me where I'm from, and I'll tell them I'm from Cupertino, and they'll look me in the face and go, never heard of it, and they're literally holding an iPhone in their hand. So that's always a fun conversation. But as far as, you know, taking my career into the cannabis space, you know, I liken it to, you know, alcohol coming out of prohibition, right? You know, no one would have blinked an eye if I said that I worked for Jim Beam or for Jack Daniels.
No,
but
not at all. Mm-hmm.
Talking about working in the cannabis space right now, it's there's an excitement around it that just it's unmatched in any other category in the industry right now, and it's so exciting to be, you know, playing even just a minor role in that, you know, bringing cannabis to the average consumer, because I think that the one thing that cannabis does have is that broad range of the capabilities for everybody, right? There's a little something for everyone, regardless of what your needs are or what your desires might be with regards to usage. Cannabis provides a multitude of options for everybody.
You know, I was not kidding when I said that I find it so interesting talking each week to practitioners, to doctors, to consultants, to people that we talk to on this show, that we're hearing that the financial growth is still huge. And for many, most states, except for Massachusetts, cannabis was considered an essential business. And so no matter what has happened with the world of COVID, the cannabis industry seems to be not only surviving, but thriving.
Well, I think part of that is, you know, getting past that stigma of cannabis as a drug that's illegal and, you know, shouldn't be used. I think the biggest thing that really led towards cannabis being, you know, in dispensaries being made essential is when you think about it from a standpoint of where we started, which was at, you know, medicinal use for adults. There are plenty of adults that rely on the cannabis products that they use to manage, you know, fairly sizable ailments, right? And you know, they might be using it in collaboration with over-the-counter or prescription drugs. But, you know, when we really think about it, it's medicinal in nature, and really the rationale for using in the beginning of cannabis was for medicinal purposes. So, you know, I look at it from a standpoint of that. You know, I would never want someone that's, you know, using CBD to help with, you know, seizures or anxiety to go without that and, you know, kind of be locked in their home without the ability to get the medicinal, products they need.
And, you know, I'm also talking about down the road, the farming industry opening the farms back up. We're seeing a huge increase in pet care products. We're seeing an increase in Europe, in Spain and Israel especially, with building supplies for cleaning up the soil, because hemp really is a wonderful product that can really remedy soils that have been under toxic constraints. So we're looking at this industry with so much potential in the clothing industry. You just look at it and it's just absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, if you think about it from some of the perspectives of you know, the lessons that you and I have been learning in that class where we met, everything is cyclical, right? It goes up, it goes down, it comes back around. You know, when you look back at the history of hemp itself, and you know, look back towards the colonial days and what a major cash crop hemp actually was in the early days, it's just coming back around full circle. In this day and age, it's being done with more sustainable practices, with you know, more equitable practices.
Yes, yes.
But I think when we really look at it, you know, hemp was all those things to people back in those days, right? They used it for
sales,
right? They used it for clothing.
Absolutely.
They used it for you know, rope and other materials.
Henry,
it's kind of coming back around.
Yeah, Henry Ford used it in automobiles. Kellogg tried to put it in cereal in the early days.
Yeah, and I think it's just really just coming back around to a point where people are recognizing the plant for all that it's worth, and really starting to understand how to separate, you know, the THC side of cannabis from, you know, everything else that cannabis and hemp have to offer.
You know, I'm so glad that you're sharing that with us, because there is so many distinctions, and we can't put it all in one category. There is just so many divisions, and there's hemp, there's CBD, the cannabidiols, there's the THC, the psychoactive ingredients. We get confused. There is so much misinformation. And what I hope that we get to do on this show with guests like you, Dan, and most of our other guests, is just to educate all of us. That's what this is about. I called it an educational odyssey for that reason, so that we can become educated and know what the distinctions are and what the differences are, because knowledge is powerful. It's really powerful. So hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Dan Whitmers is with us today. He is the principal head of venture at Digital Phoenix Consulting, and we're so glad he's with us today. And so tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing in this space right now, in the CBG / cannabis space.
Yeah, well, as we talked about before, my background is deep into digital marketing and advertising for Fortune 500 brands. I've worked extensively in that arena, and have recently been working with cannabis brands, both CBD and THC, to help them leverage the digital platform to bring their products to market. And it has been an experience, to say the very least. You know, as some of your listeners might be aware, there's a lot of regulations, to deal with as it pertains to the cannabis industry, both from a supply chain perspective, dealing with, you know, state and local regulations, but also from an advertising perspective, there are certain platforms that still will not allow, cannabis brands, whether it be CBD or THC, to advertise their products on the platform. And so the last year and a half, most of us have spent a lot of our time trying to figure out ways around the rules, to make sure that we have the same opportunities to get our products in front of, consumers as, say, an oat milk or a cereal might.
And
it's funny,
so
I saw a study recently that, or I guess it's more of a poll that more people nationally would prefer national legalization of marijuana than they would a $15 minimum wage. So, I mean, if that tells you anything about public opinion right now as it pertains to cannabis, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal where we're at today as in comparison to where we were just, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, it is. It is so fascinating. But a lot of states, you know, they were just not prepared for the boards, and they had to set up regulations and standards. And now I've heard that some of the growing facilities in this country were given bad supply of product with mold. And there's, I mean, the intricacies of how the soil has to be regulated and the water, and I mean I've been to some of the early shells of cannabis dispensaries in Massachusetts that were just building their grow rooms, were just building, and the amount of work that it took and money and energy and technology is just you would never even believe it, what has to happen in these in these facilities.
And if you think about it, we're doing all of this without any real infrastructure, right? Like, there's no, you know, banking system that most.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
Right. There's a ton of regulation they have to adhere to, but half of the people that wrote the regulations don't even understand the plant in the first place. You know, it's really interesting to look at from state to state. I mean, I'm from California, and when you look at, you know, some of the rules and regulations here in California, you can't sell hemp-derived CBD in a dispensary in California, which kind of seems crazy to me.
So
right?
Crazy.
But,
yeah.
You know, they're working on ballots to try and get, you know, hemp-based CBD into stores.
That's great.
Even those ballot solutions, they legalize the sale of edibles and tinctures and things of that nature, but actually outlaw CBD flower in dispensaries, which is a really interesting dichotomy when you start to look at marijuana grows versus hemp grows in a locality. There's a bit of a infighting going on between those two sets of growers, you know, and you know, it all comes back to the almighty dollar, of course.
Of course. Which is, I think, going to be the savior of this industry. I think it will take this industry and put it next to the rockets and that go to Mars. Seriously, I really think it's going to take it out of this atmosphere into a new plane, because we're going to need the support of this money. And people don't realize how lucrative these states that complained about having dispensaries in their neighborhood, and the neighborhoods are now so grateful that that money is there, and billions of dollars coming in.
When you look at the billions of dollars that have been generated in tax funds, you know, in some of the early adopters of recreational use, Colorado, Washington, California, you know, it's kind of crazy to think about. It's very staggering, and you know, can absolutely have a major impact. I just saw another study recently done by Leafly that said cannabis careers and jobs were up 32% year over year in 2020 during a pandemic. You know, if that tells you anything about the growth of the market, you know, it's astronomical where things can go with this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm truly very optimistic and very excited, because we're seeing, you know, we're seeing how dog owners give a little CBD to their dogs and the barking stops, and that repetitive chasing the tail stops. And, you know, and that's just in the animals, let alone people that are getting relief from topical creams, or getting some sleep that they finally need, or getting some relief from that spasm, or whatever the problem might be. There's a solution.
Yeah. I think the biggest challenge that the industry faces right now is purely education.
And, yeah, I agree.
And that's, you know, it's really tough when you don't have those national regulations in place. You don't have a body on the top of the industry saying exactly what you can and can't say. You know, it becomes very difficult, because there's a lot of bad information out there, a lot of consumers buying really bad product, and by bad product, it could be tainted, it could be just product that doesn't work or doesn't actually have, you know, CBD in it, if it's on the CBD side of the fence. So I think, you know, as I've been working in both CBD and THC, it's almost easier to work in the THC side of the fence.
Absolutely.
Even though the regulations,
yeah, yeah,
are more stringent.
Hey, Dan, we are
CBD
out of time.
The ultimate gray area.
Absolutely. We are out of time. I'm so sorry. Give us the best website, how people can find out more about the work you're doing.
Great. Yeah, you can find me at digitalphoenix.co, or you can find the brands that I work for, holisticwellness.com and myhigh.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.